Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it is, folks? It's your boy C Hex, and that's C H I X, and I'm here with my homeboy, straight from Louisville, KY, Don't Fresh the Don. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where we ain't scared of the real, and you could talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to. You dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the raps, because you ain't got no bars. Stay on the bump. Real talk. With all that being said, let's go ahead and network, you dig? And you can find me and my outlandish thoughts on Facebook. It's Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram at C-Hicks. That's C-H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I really ain't on Twitter. And a big homie right here. You can check Doe Fresh the Don out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as in support. And the angel's law, that's black law. Rebel music. Doe, holler than Doe.
Man, what's good with it? C. Hicks, what's good? World Unscripted Network. You already know how I do, man. Just blessed to be alive, to see another day, be able to do another show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's get to this real talk, fam. You know what I'm saying? Before we get to that, though, also, let me throw this out there. Y'all can check out my brand new single featuring Loke the Smoke, Urge 7, and Rockbox. You know what I'm saying? It's called When It's Time to Ride Part 2. That's the first single off the Wise Guys Global compilation that's about to drop very soon. So make sure y'all go check that out anywhere digital music stream or sold. But with that being said, let's get into it, fam.
All right, man. You know, it's like the hot topic of the right now, and that's the whole Jay Prince issue. You know what I mean? When he calling out the guys that beat his that like, you know, assaulted his, like, I guess his one of his, you know, investments, one of his artists or whatever. You know what I mean? I think his name YB. Something like that. I don't know. You know, I'm all the way lost with the new breed. You know what I mean? I'm too old. But I think they took his chain and stuff. You know, I seen a little bit of the videos where they like kind of guess like stomped him out and he was trying to get away. And you know, they took a rabbi chain from him. Jay Prince was like, he went on Instagram with it. You know, he put it out there. It was like, you know, this could be, you know, all anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all doing some wild shit. You know, this like a recipe for disaster. And he tagged people, you know what I mean? Like the dude My Son. And just like a couple other people, you know what I mean? But just coming to my mind is the dude My Son, because, you know, he kind of like, you know, talked about it a lot. You know, he's kind of like a factor as of right now. You know what I mean? And people like getting kind of like, you know, I ain't going to say, I would say a bit upset, or it's like kind of awkward because, you know, Prince is like, I mean, Jay Prince, he's like, you know, a quiet behind the scenes type of dude. He don't be, you know, doing all that rah-rah when he talk. You know, he's well-respected because, you know, he's a well-respected dude. You know, and the whole hip-hop thing and that, you know, I don't know the man personally, so I say the streetwise, you know, the man respected, but it's like he came on social media, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know, all these, everything that's going on with people and the law and social media and they be tagging people like, man, that's almost like a threat you put out there. And you know, the police watching black people, you know what I mean, watching, you know, the, I guess the woke conscious, whatever community you want to call it, you know what I mean, you put people's names out there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, man, in my opinion, you know, Jay Prince, I think he's like 54 years old, you know, somewhere around there, like in his mid to early 50s. And I'm just like, I don't think he knows the street, the new streets, the cyber streets, you know what I mean? And, nah, I mean, that's the only way I can put it. You know, he don't know the cyber streets. You know what I mean? He just be tagging people. And, you know what I mean, people, like, it's like you add limit to it, you know what I mean? Because somebody could take this the wrong way with all the shit that's going on with social media and the goddamn police. You know, I mean, I can understand why people think that the wrong way, especially if you tag them. That's like involving them in a way, you know what I mean? And I understand this, and, you know, I hate to even say, you know, because I'm a big Ghetto Boys fan. You know what I mean? Jay Clint's like the start of all that. Well, not really the start, but he is, you know, Rap-A-Lot. You know what I mean? And that's where the whole beef really comes from. A Rap-A-Lot chain was taken. You know what I mean? And it's
right.
Like you tagging in Bronx, New York. You know what I mean? He's like he's tagging people and people from New York. And I think like Peter Dunn said something, my son said something, and some other like, you know, I guess some like Street Queens dude said something. You know what I mean? And it, like I said, man, I just guess the man, he just don't know the cyber streets. I really don't know. I mean, I just walk the cyber streets recklessly. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But I think he's, like, too far removed. He's a real OG. OG. You know what I mean? He's one of them OGs. No, he ain't the 30-something-year-old OG to the 15, 16-year-old. He an OG to the 30-year-old. You know what I mean? And he's like a dinosaur. Yeah, he like a dinosaur in the game. You know what I mean? And so this shit is new. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I can really come up with or defense that I myself can give them. You know what I mean? And also, I just want to say, you know, knowing the social media, how dudes do shit for social media and shit like that, man, you got to be careful because these young motherfuckers, I think they put up another video in response to Jay Clint showing the actual beat. I mean, it's already out there anyway. Once they put the shit on Instagram, the shit for Jay Prince ain't shoot that shit. So it's almost like they snitch on themselves first. Once you put this dumb shit out on Instagram and you doing it and you own all that type of shit. So it's almost like they did it first. They told on themselves first. All this for social media fame, likes and shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's almost like that kind of like takes away from the whole blame of Jay Prince anyway, because they snitched on their motherfucking self first and foremost. You know what I mean? If you understand what I'm saying. But I was going to say that you got to be careful because these dudes, and it'd be like a Jesse Smollett situation. They could play somebody and be some dude like, yeah, this Houston nigga, fuck New York and all that type of shit. And next thing you know, Jay Prince is a whole bunch of wild shit going on. You know what I'm saying? This is social media age. It's shit dangerous. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. I mean, yeah, man, I agree with you. I definitely agree. And, you know, I kind of feel like I get Jay Prince's angle just from the standpoint, like, that's his imprint, man. That's his company. He built that from the ground up. Rap-A-Lot Records, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide connected and respected. That's no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, me, grew up fan of the Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying? Fan of a lot of artists that he's had signed to Rap-A-Lot at one point or another. You know, Juvenile, you know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up on Juvie, you know what I'm saying? Yuck Mouth, a lot of different artists. So, you know, that's, you know,
Juvenile
it's like...
Juvenile was with Cash Money.
Yeah, he was with Cash Money, but after he left Cash Money, he signed with, he had that group UTP,
oh.
And they signed with, they put their album out through Rap-A-Lot, too, yeah. So, but yeah,
hey,
so Jay Prince, man, he had a lot of artists, man, under that that Rap-A-Lot imprint. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like, so I get it, like, man, him being the type of dude that he is. You know what I'm saying? It's like a respect thing. You know, he lets it be clear, man. Like he don't need to be trying to really be on no bully shit, but it just be like, man, he ain't gonna tolerate disrespect. So I understand that. It's like, that's like something you created, you know, like we and you both created this unscripted, you know what I'm saying? And you got an unscripted chain on or somebody, you know, or you got one of your youngins or something. If unscripted was a label and you putting somebody on and then somebody jump them, especially if it's for no reason, you know what I'm saying? If this person ain't do nothing to this, it wasn't no retaliation or nothing. It's just some cats just robbed him, just take his chain. Like, even though it's his chain, you're going to look at it like, man, hold up, that make me look bad too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the unscripted CEO, and they then took the chain. So I get what he's saying, you know, from that standpoint. But I also see it from what you're saying too. Like, man, it's a new ball game out here. He got to understand him being older like that. a lot of these young cats, they don't know who he is and don't care who he is. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we see a lot of these young cats, they get themselves into fucked up situations, you know, like a Tekashi. You know what I'm saying? You get into that whole, you know, you want to be a part of this certain life, and then when that life bring upon charges and shit like that, you see what happens. You know what I'm saying? They start ratting, they start cracking, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of these cats, man, they be drugged up, they be amped up, and they be on that, you know, feel like they invincible. But, you know, so, because I don't know how true it is, but I think they think you say in response that they put a video out and told Jay Prince to, like, suck their dick or something like that. I think that's what I read earlier, like, pretty much. So it's like, man, you see what I'm saying? All that real disrespectful stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then if something happened, like something for real happened to one of them cats, you'll see they'll be singing a different note. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh, man, I was pressured to do it. They don't want people to feel sorry for them. You know what I'm saying? So how I look at it is, man, you play that tough guy role, bro. You got to play that to the end of the movie. So you know what I'm saying? And the end of the movie does not end well for a lot of cats that indulge in that, especially if they fake it. At the same time, and also it's also letting people know that, hey, anybody can get it. It don't matter who you affiliated with, who you with. People's hungry, man. Some of these cats out here, they hungry, and they won't get it by any means. So if you out flexing and you got, you know, diamond chains on and shit like that, man, you a lick. Just know, you know what I'm saying? You can get it.
Right.
So you can look at it, you know, any kind of way, because you got to think, like, if you, you know, but the problem is it just seemed like these cats did it for clout chasing purposes. And that's the whole problem, bro, with this generation. I just feel like, man, all that clout chasing, that shit, that's what be fucking cats up. Like, niggas been getting robbed for years. Niggas been getting their chain snatched, beat up, jacked and shit. Like, that ain't nothing new. Niggas been doing that for all type of generations. But now niggas want to record it and post it on the internet and embarrass niggas and all that shit. That's what's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's going to get you killed. I get you hemmed up by the police. You know what I'm saying?
Fact. You know what I mean? Like you said, this clout chasing shit, you know what I mean? And I mean, like, you know, like I said too, you know what I mean? They snitched on themselves beforehand. The police ain't even got to worry about Jay Prince. They already did it, you know what I mean? By putting it on the internet. You know what I mean? That's basically putting it on police file. You know what
yep.
I mean?
I didn't see it. Like, was the video, was the cat, was they like barefaced holding the chains up and stuff like that, or what?
Yeah, I mean,
are you talking about like the actual incident when they beat him up and shit,
yeah,
and they took his chain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't see the, you know, the second video that's out there about them responding. You know what I mean? I ain't see that one. You know, I got that, you know, off of YouTube. I was seeing, like, people with, like, channels and shit say that such and such responds to Jay Prince. You know what I mean? I ain't look at it. I was just saying, you know what I mean? So that's really, I got to say, allegedly, they responded, you know what I mean? You know, showing the chain, basically saying fuck them and all that type of shit. I mean, so that's
so allegedly. So what you seen personally from who responded? Did you say, like, the New York people that he tagged, my son, and I heard he tagged, like, Cardi B and Fat Joe? Did they respond to him online or nah?
Nah. All I know of is, I mean, it wasn't no videos of it. It's just, like, other people channels reading tweets that they, you know, that they responded, you know what I mean, replied with tweets. And, you know,
out,
you know what I mean, stuff like that. But one video I did see was like some I guess he like a New York rapper named God that some 45, like Hobo 45, some shit like that. Don't give me the line. You know what I mean? That's the only video I seen, you know what I mean? Well, you know.
Oh, okay. Did you
like
what was his response?
Now he was just like, you know, basically, man, you know, you like, you know, babe, what everybody was saying, you know, you well respected and all that shit, but you know what I mean? It's basically doing it over Instagram, and basically what I was saying with all this shit that's going on, you know what I mean, with the goddamn police and social media and shit, this wasn't really the OG way to go about it. You know what I mean? One dude was
right.
I forget his name, but he was like, you know, he's from, you know, New York or Queens, I believe, and he ain't gonna turn over on his people for you. You know what I mean? Because like you just said, you know, people don't even know who Jay Prince is, the younger generation. Like, 25 and under, you may have just heard a dude, but you don't know about him, his legacy, you know, involved in the whole the rap industry and the streets. They don't know that shit, you know what I mean? Because the social media streets ain't the real streets. You know what I mean? They don't
you
know
said
about
the
that shit.
The cyber streets. Oh, man, that's a new one right there.
Oh, yeah, the cyber street, yeah. The cyber streets. It ain't the goddamn, you know, it ain't the real street. You know, that's a goddamn Facebook post or Instagram post. The cyber streets ain't the real street.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I might even post that one day.
I think it'll get resolved. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? Just from what the way they say Jay, how he moved, Jay Prince, I think it'll be resolved. I think dude will get his chain back, the little rapper dude or whatever. And I think, you know, I mean, because he basically said it on the post. Didn't he say on the post, like, basically, like, before it get ugly, pretty much, like he basically didn't he say something? I don't want to say what his exact words was, but it was something like that. Like basically, like I'm reaching out to, you know, make it happen. Like basically get my rapper chain back and all that, and for basically like for New York for y'all to make this right before you know I got to take other measures. Basically, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that what he said? Pretty much.
Late. Yeah, the way you know what I mean, like. You know, this type of shit that's basically going on is a recipe for disaster. And that's basically like, you know, almost saying, you know, the people could take it the wrong way, you know, especially the police. The way they're going to look at it, they're going to try to make it a way where they can use it against you. You know what I mean? So some people can look at it as like, what you're doing will cause, you know, goddamn action, you know what I mean? It's a call to arms almost, you know what I mean? Some people could take it that way. But it's like you're really telling the truth because doing that type of shit and posting that type of shit, you don't know, you know, he got a squad, you know, niggas he don't even know that fuck with him heavy. You know what I'm saying? Him being from Houston and it's happening in New York, I would have called some goddamn Midwest, South, Southern, Midwest, East Coast, like beef, you know, like East Coast, West Coast beef, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it could be some shit like that. You know, social media going turn it like just like media turn the whole West Coast, East Coast situation into something really good. I mean,
right.
Media did that, so just imagine what social media is going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Hopefully it don't, you know, it don't get to that level. But you know, we'll see. Because you know, I thought it was gonna get real ugly for Tekashi when he pulled that whole situation where he was like he disrespected Jay Prince and all that, and that didn't, you know what I'm saying? That didn't go all the way left like you know I thought it was. So maybe this would be the same way. You know what I'm saying? That maybe some shit would get. Some strings that get pulled behind the scenes and it kind of blow over, but we'll see. We'll definitely have to do a continuation of this, you know, in the upcoming weeks to see how it unfolds. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, hopefully, like I said, hopefully it don't turn into no Southern Midwest, you know, East Coast type beef. You know what I mean? Because the whole East Coast, West Coast shit was kind of like some shit like this, you know what I mean? Except there wasn't no gunplay involved.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some shit like that. You know what I mean? All I can do is send out affirmations. You know, he's like, man, don't let no shit like this. And then another thing, this is a goddamn distraction, another distraction. You know what I mean? From what's going on, you know what I mean? Because like I was saying, this motherfucking college scandal, you know what I mean, about people paying to get some goddamn, I guess, good some shit like that. I think the girl, Felicity Hoffman, I think her name is, from like the Desperate Housewives, one of the white Desperate Housewives joints. You know what I mean? They paying for like college, some shit like that, you know what I mean? Then when you think about it, it's like, you know, why the hell Donald Trump don't want to get his, you know, his college grades and all that shit exposed? Because we know he's dumb as hell, you know what I mean? And it's like, this maybe he paid to get the, you know, get into college. You know, they pay to get into these goddamn, these prestigious colleges, these Ivy League colleges like Princeton and Yale and shit like that, you know what I mean? Now, I don't know where the hell Donald Trump went at. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure, you know, it's written down or it's you know, put down as some Yale-type shit, you know what I mean? One of those prestigious colleges, you know what I mean? Just maybe he paid, you know what I mean? Because you know he always lying and shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, like I say, man, all this shit crazy, man. They, in a way, and made it a goddamn law where you can't film Chicago police no more. I mean, I'm not sure how accurate that shit is. You know what I mean? The whole breakdown of it. But I remember a while ago, a girl I knew from Chicago was telling me that she couldn't film Chicago police officers. You know what I mean? And why they doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole world crazy, man. You know what I mean? It's crazy shit going on. You know what I mean? But the whole Jay Prince thing is, huh?
No, I was gonna say it's definitely crazy, man. And this whole clout chasing, man. Cats, they gonna learn, man. Like, but you know, if he, man, these cats want this internet social media fame so bad, even if it costs them their life.
Instafame. That's what they should call Instagram, Instafame. You know what I mean? Because I ain't heard the song from, what's his name, Lil Yachty. I ain't heard about him in a long time.
Oh, he probably,
is he still living?
He probably still around. He probably still doing something. I ain't seen nobody post or say nothing about him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we got, like I say, the Instafame. Instagram Instafame. No, just everybody just doing it for the gram.
I'm really interested in hearing what Willie D gonna say about it. You know what I'm saying? Because Willie D, you know, he's heavy on social media. And you know, Jay Prince,
yeah,
that's his man. So I can't wait to see what he gonna speak on it. What he gonna say.
Yeah. You already know I was waiting. You already know I'm waiting. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure his response is gonna be careful. You know what I mean? But I feel like he could say what the hell I just said. You know what I mean? He's a dinosaur of an OG. He's the OGs of the niggas like my age. You know what I mean? These
right.
dudes that these social media gangsters are, they goddamn OGs are goddamn Gucci Mane and all that type of shit. That's
right,
what's his name?
Right.
You know, you got some motherfuckers who OGs is the Kashi 69 and all that type of shit. He's a dinosaur of OG.
No doubt. No doubt, man. We're going to, like I said, we're going to see how it unfolds, man. Hopefully, you know, I don't be wanting to see nobody get locked up, man. But, man, like you said, these cats, some of these cats be just so damn stupid, bro. It's like, It ain't nobody snitching on you, nigga. You just out here reckless, man. You snitching on your damn self. You putting yourself on camera and shit. You clout chasing. So, you know, you get locked up. You know what I'm saying? That's on you. I hate to see anybody get locked up. But it just, you know, you got to be moving a certain way out here, man, in these streets, especially when you're starting to get a little money, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody want to flex. Everybody want to shine. But you got to realize, man, everybody's not shining and everybody ain't flexing. It's cats that want to flex. They can't. They can't afford to. So they're going to take yours. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you just come off as super soft, super, you know, if you soft to you know, you come off that way, you're going to get got. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the cats that did it, they may or may not have known who he was signed to, who he was affiliated with, and they probably didn't care at the end of the day, you know? Yeah. I don't know how much that chain was worth, but we'd just say a $10,000, $20,000 chain, man, that looked good to a cat that's starving. If your ribs is touching, man, you don't care about the repercussions, that basically, because you're looking at it like, man, hey, at the end of the day, this is a come up for me. You know what I'm saying? Me and my guys, we can come up off this chain or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's if they were doing it for those reasons. Just, you know, on some, you know, they was really trying to just come up, or, you know, you never know. In this generation, they could have just been doing it for some damn Instagram likes and shit, which would be really stupid. You putting your life at risk for that. I don't know. I can't call it. I don't understand it.
And then, you know, getting the chain bought back, you know, that's a little bit of a hustle, you know what I mean? Because I believe, what's the rapper now? I forget his name, from Memphis. I forget his name. He bought back the dude from out, you know, from this area. I forget his name, too. He bought it. Nah, not Yo Gotti. His understudy, the dude that signed.
Young Dolph.
Now, Young Dolph, Black the other dude to be talking, yeah, him. He bought Shaq Glizzy's chain. You know, I guess some youngins took his chain and he bought it back. You know what I mean? He put it on Instagram stuff.
He bought it back to like flex on Glizzy, or he bought it back to give it back to Glizzy. Like, they cool, or are they beefing?
Yeah, I believe they was cool. You know what I mean? I ain't all the way deep into the story because I don't listen to neither one of them. But I know he brought his chain back, and I was believing he was to get it back because I believe that Shaq Glizzy was signed on the Yo Gotti as well. You know what I mean? And he came in there flexing, and they took his chain. They snatched his chain from him. But Black Youngster brought it back. You know what I mean?
I ain't never even heard about that. This is old. Like, this happened a while ago.
Yeah, this happened a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, you don't even hear about Shaq Lee no more.
Nah, yeah, his buzz definitely didn't died out. I don't hear nobody talking about him no more.
Yeah,
yep, pretty much.
Black Youngster like that. Yeah, you know, they both died out. You know what I mean? Insta fame. That's what I'm telling you. Insta fame. You know, get famous instantly, you die just as quick. You know what I mean? On these cyber streets.
You know? Hey, they might still be getting to the bag, though. They might be getting their money, but yep. Like you said, as far as popularity-wise, though, I don't hear nobody, you know, they ain't trending. That's the sad thing about this generation. We talk about shit for a day or two. You could be the talk of the town for a day or two, and then later on that year, you just cold. Ain't nobody even caring about you no more. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
and then to be talked about, you got to do some dumb shit. And then once you're not talked about no more, you got to do some more dumb shit. And the dumber the dumber. You know, monkey see, monkey do. But, you know, we 15 seconds left and we out, man. A real talk.
Unscripted.
See, he's dope crap. Yeah.